Today is Thursday, July 31st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Intern Day. It's also National Mutt Day, National Avocado Day, National Raspberry Cake Day, and last but not least, it's National Chili Day. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Adam, do I have deja vu? Because I could have sworn that on yesterday's show, you said those exact same days. And you, my friend, would be correct. Because here's what I did. I thought I had recorded Wednesday's episode on Tuesday. And like I always do, the day before. And I've been really busy this week. And I apparently did not record Wednesday's episode on Tuesday. I even checked my email to see if I got a new email saying a episode had posted, and I could have sworn I got an email from WordPress saying that a new episode had posted at like 1 a.m. this morning. So I don't know what that was because I deleted it. But I recorded all of Thursday's episode and then realized I hadn't recorded Wednesday's episode. And if there's any order to my episode, I was like, well, so what I did is I re-recorded the beginning to say today is Wednesday, July 30th, et cetera, right? And then I forgot, oh crap, I also read the what day is it? But it was too late. I had already posted it. So I apologize. I like to have journalistic integrity in this show. But unfortunately, the Wednesday, July 30th episode is incorrect. The days are not correct. So if you want to know what those days are, it was National Climb a Mountain Day, National Whistleblower Day, National Father-in-Law Day. Look at all those father-in-laws that didn't get celebrated because of me. You should stop whatever you're doing and call them right now and celebrate them. It was also National Cheesecake Day. I mean, Cheesecake Factory is probably wondering why they lost so much money yesterday. Because if you guys had all listened and heard that it was Cheesecake Day, you would have all gone to Cheesecake Factory. I'm absolutely sure of it. So I feel like the Wednesday episode was kind of a waste. But then again, my life is not that exciting. So, you know, it is what it is. So what have I been doing this week? Well, I told you guys already that not much has happened. I've been so tired in the evening because work has just zapped my energy. It is taking everything that I can just to work. To go to work, or, you know, to open my laptop and do work. I'm having to force myself. I know, woe is me. I'm not complaining to you guys. I'm just telling you how it is. So by the time I get to the end of my workday, I am dog tired. I don't feel like making any more decisions, but I still have to cook. And so I have to decide, what am I cooking? Yada, yada. I have to cook that, all that kind of stuff. I know, woe is me. Adulting, right? We all have to adult. And I just haven't had any energy to do anything other than veg out in front of the TV. Mark has me on a workout program. I lost all that weight last year and then gained a majority of it back. And so, you know, he's probably like, hint, hint, boyfie, you need to go back. I don't know. But anyway, I haven't gained all of it back, but I'm getting close. Hence why I'm talking about calories in yesterday's episode. But he has me on a workout program. So, and he didn't go, boyfie, you have to work out. But he works out all the time. He has much more willpower than I do. And when I met him 15 years ago or whenever it was, I was single. So, of course, I was trying to be as slim and taut and hot as I possibly could be. And now I'm basically married, been in a relationship for 13 years, and I don't even know how many years it is. I think it's 13. It was either 13 or 14, and I'm struggling to remember. But long time. And, you know, I've put on the I'm a happily married man fat. And, you know, I'm not obese or anything like that, but I've got some fat on me. But, you know, he's like, you know, Boyfie, we could start a program together. I'll do it with you. I don't think he was thinking that, but we started and we've been working out together again for the past over 2 months, probably. So that's added to my routine. It's only 20 to 30 minutes, so that's all right, but it is added to my routine. So that's another thing that I have to do. And so I've wanted to, every night this week, I have wanted to start really planning our Switzerland. I mean, we've bought plane tickets, so we know where we're flying in and out of, but that's about it. We haven't purchased our hotel or excursions for things we want to do. And we also need to purchase our train tickets because we're going to be riding a train all around Switzerland. But every night I get done and my brain just doesn't want to think anymore. And like tonight, yesterday I was working until probably 6. Today I was working until probably 6:30, something like that. And which is unusual for me. Normally I stop at 5. And so I was just tired. And so I had every intention of planning Switzerland. I don't know. Maybe tonight I'll have a little bit of willpower and we'll go over. And it's, you know I can hear Daniel Brewer right now saying, tour guide, tour guide. And also, planning should be fun for a trip because we're planning a really fun thing that we're going to do. So it shouldn't be a chore to plan my wonderful Switzerland trip, but it takes making decisions. And my brain only has so many, I was telling my therapist last week, I feel like I make so many decisions at work and then I have to make decisions at home. Because, you know, adults have to make decisions. Mark doesn't like to make decisions. So here I am, you know, stuck making a lot of the decisions for us. And I just at some point get tired. My brain is like, no more decisions. And so, and that's all part of planning travel is making decisions. Woe is me. I have to plan my trip to Switzerland. Mark is leaving in about 19 days, maybe 20 days to go to the Philippines. He will be gone for a month before I see him in Switzerland. And then we'll be gone for 10 days before we're back here. So he's going to be gone for 6 weeks. Sydney may not even remember. Sydney the dog, by the way. For any of you new listeners, Sydney is my dog, our dog. She may not even remember him when he gets back. Because that's a really long trip. So really nothing has been going on this week. I'm working on a survey analysis at work, which is boring. You guys probably don't want to hear anything about that, but I'm working on a survey analysis at work. And that has been taking a lot of my time. And we did use ChatGPT to help us with the analysis, but we found that it wasn't totally accurate. And so it still took a lot of manual fact checking and making sure that the analysis was correct. And by the time we did all of that, I don't know how much help ChatGPT was with the analysis. But anyway, regardless, I finished what I needed to do and sent the email to the higher ups. Before I closed my laptop for the day, I really have more work that I need to do tonight, but I did finish that, got it sent out for the higher ups to review it, and I have to publish it as a blog post. And that has to be published on Friday, I think. So on Thursday, as you're listening to this, I'm probably formatting a blog post. Who knows? And other than that, did some grocery shopping online. Even though we order our groceries online, I still avoid doing it until the last minute. I don't like going to the grocery store, but I also don't like having to browse the app and find all of the things that we need. But I finally did it. It was a lighter grocery bill than normal because I waited so late in the week to do it. So there's just less days for me to have to buy groceries for. And I think for dinner tonight, I'm going to make turkey hamburger steak with gravy and rice, because I need to use some ground turkey. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.